Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump met with members of the farming community on Monday as he announced a $12 billion farm aid package. Mr. Trump says increasing agricultural production will lower prices at the grocery store.
Maximizing domestic farm production is a big part of how we will make America affordable again and bring down grocery prices for American families. And again, these are prices that we inherited.
The president says he intends to make it easier for family farmers to resume maximum productivity. Iowa farmer Court Holub says President Trump has bailed out people like him.
I think you brought Christmas to farmers. With this bridge payment, we'll be able to farm another year. Help us get by.
President Trump says the deal struck by Netflix to buy Warner Brothers Discovery could be a problem. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said the $72 billion deal could be an antitrust problem because of the size of the combined market share. If approved by regulators, the merger would put two of the world's biggest streaming services under the same ownership. Donald Trump said he'll be involved in the federal government's decision on the Netflix deal. That's noteworthy because Paramount's owners, who have strong ties to the president, are still pursuing a bid for Warner Brothers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court seems likely to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies, signaling support for President Trump's firing of board members. The court's conservative majority suggested in arguments Monday it would overturn a 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire agencies' board members. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 215 points, the Nasdaq dropped 32. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are headed to Asia.
Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Sri Lanka have been hammered by a series of cyclones, leaving more than 1,000 people dead and more than 1 million homeless. An army of Christian relief groups are already on the ground. Baptist World Aid is providing food rations, first aid kits, and emergency shelters. Convoy of Hope is whipping up hot meals for people in refugee camps, as well as handing out cleanup supplies in aid of the recovery. Michael Harrington reporting.
A University of Oklahoma instructor has been placed on leave after a student complained about receiving a failing grade on a paper. The student argued her paper, which used the Bible to claim that belief in multiple genders is demonic, was unfairly given a grade of F. The school has issued a statement saying OU remains firmly committed to fairness, respect, and protecting every student's rights to express their religious beliefs. This is SRN News. Thailand has launched airstrikes along the disputed border with Cambodia today as both countries accuse the other of breaking a ceasefire.
It's an unwelcome return to conflict that saw 5 days of combat in July. Dozens of soldiers and civilians were killed amid soaring nationalist sentiment. U.S. President Donald Trump pushed the neighbors to sign a truce in October, but tensions have continued to simmer. In November, Thailand said it was suspending implementation of the agreement after a landmine explosion injured several of its troops. The two countries have a history of enmity going back centuries. This current dispute stems from a failure to agree exactly where the borderline runs. Cambodia uses a map drawn up while it was under French colonial rule. Thailand says the map is inaccurate.
That's correspondent Jerry Harmer. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.